At an intense 2.5-hour meeting at the new City Hall, the Lawton City Council voted Tuesday to approve the financing measures that will allow completion of Phase 1 of the 2nd Street Development Project. For KCCU News, I'm Clinton Whedon. The special meeting had only 5 items on the agenda, all of which had to do with the 2nd Street project. Some items were minor issues, such as the correction of typographical errors in previously approved measures. But the final 3 items were funding measures, and item 3 was the centerpiece of the evening. That was the item that granted general approval to the Lawton Economic Development Authority, or LEDA, to fund the next steps in the project, and it did not pass easily. Ward 8 Councilman Doug Wells had a series of questions for project leaders, and Ward 3 Councilwoman Rosemary Bellino Hall also voiced concerns. But once the vote was taken, the tally stood at 6-4, 2 against, the exact margin needed for the measure to be approved. Financially, the approved measures allowed LEDA to sell bonds with the amount not to exceed $37 million, as well as designate how sales and occupancy taxes from the hotel and retail center will be used. The measures will also restructure the city's repayment obligations to area banks for funds used toward the project, which currently total around $12 million. Had Tuesday's vote failed, the city would have had to repay that amount to the banks by September 5th. Mayor Fred Fitch said last week the vote was a do-or-die moment for the 2nd Street development, and he's relieved the project will now move forward.
I was nervous. I was very nervous. I don't want to go through that again. It was nerve-wracking. It turned out about the way I thought that it would, but nonetheless, I'd have loved to have seen it a 8-0 vote. We're going to be recognized within the state of Oklahoma of the aggressiveness that we have, the vision, the unified effort of people in the community wanting to make this a better place and a better place to live, not only live, but shop and dine and everything else. And so we're looking forward to becoming a shopping hub of Southwest Oklahoma, and maybe not as many of those dollars will go up the road and to other communities to be spent. They will be spent here. I know we're talking about 30% tax leakage out of this community, and we should be able to, within 12 to 18 months after opening all the stores and the food places that we'll have and everything, we should see a lot of turnaround in that area.
Former Mayor John Purcell was also in attendance at the meeting. His term saw the beginnings of the development project, and he said he's happy to see the council, quote, do what is right.
It's important for the city of Lawton. This is going to drive the city, not only on the retail outlet and the convention center, but things spread from there. It's difficult. These are always difficult decisions to be made. And we're never going to be Brick Town in Oklahoma City, because they're just bigger than we are. We're never going to be Riverwalk in San Antonio, but it's the first step, and it's the equivalent at a smaller size than you see some of these other cities. I just think that this is a benefit to the whole city of Lawton. I think the citizens of Lawton can be awful proud of this project when they see it happen.
Some still hold concerns over how the project reached this point. Councilwoman Bellino Hall expressed disappointment that the project hasn't been presented or conducted in a different manner, and said it exposes the city to risk.
I'm concerned that it puts the city at risk down the line, and by that, it means that if we can't pay the bonds, they're going to ask for money from the city revenues, and that cuts. If we lose city revenue, we lose policemen, we lose firemen, we lose city services. That's what concerns me. My feeling is we should do it more like Oklahoma City. Put it to an issue of the people. Have a sales tax revenue. Get everybody on board, and you'd have tremendous energy to move this thing forward.
But despite misgivings, Bellino Hall stated she will stand with the council going forward and now looks to make sure the project is completed in an open fashion.
I think, as Mr. Moses recently talked to me, and he's very right on board with this, is transparency. We need to be monitoring what LEDA and Laura are doing, and this has not been happening in the past, and I think that's why there's been so much concern from myself and from the city. But I think now there's some council members on board who say, okay, we need to have some transparency here. We need to see where the money's spent, how it's spent, and the deals being made. I think that became apparent tonight with a few comments from some of the city councilmen.
The next step in the development is the hiring of a project manager by the city to oversee construction. Developers are planning to close on land for the new hotel and conference center in September and begin construction by the end of the year. The target completion date for all of Phase 1 is the spring of 2014. Reporting from Lawton, I'm Clinton Whedon for KCCU News.